Blog Talk Radio.
This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Greetings. It's the middle of November. My God, the middle of November, if anyone can believe it. I certainly have a hard time wrapping my brain around it, only in that, it's the course of the last few days, really. There, and as I'm broadcasting from Malibu, California, that's right, sunny, beautiful, and also majorly fucked up. If anyone has been watching the news, you can see that there's been a major fire down in Los Angeles here, starting up over in Oak Park. Agoura Hills and Thousand Oaks, Westlake, just sweeping down all the way to the coast through Malibu. And, places that I have grown up with, loved, lived, have been really quite devastated. And there's a lot of suffering going on right now with people. I am fortunate to be on the eastern side of Malibu. Malibu is about 17 miles long as far as like the coastline. And so, if someone says, oh my God, fire in Malibu, it's like, it's not just one, particular area that wipes out the whole city. It's, 17 miles long. And we're fortunate to not have been touched at all. It's like the way the wind was blowing and, the course of the fire, it didn't touch us at all, and I'm grateful. I truly am grateful for that, and yet, so many friends, family members are, have been fighting the fire or just affected, homes just destroyed. It's just like, it takes a very strong person to be able to, come to terms with that and then decide if they want to stick it out and rebuild or, if that's it, time for a change. Most Malibuites are hardcore, they are just, it's a tight community. And, I don't mean with just like celebs and stuff like that. I mean the heart of Malibu. A lot of just tough individuals who just love the ocean. They love everything about it. And so they'll stick it out, because they are very hardcore about it. And there's a lot of support, there's a lot of love in this community. So, I don't blame them for wanting to stick it out, but it is tough. I guess before we get any further, my website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com, and on my website is my tarot reading schedule and my Om Chant CDs. So go check it out at your convenience, JasonDMckean.com. And I'm sad to report that the teepee that I was fortunate enough to do so many workshops and experiences in, that too burned down, along with the home of the facilitator Pamela Robbins. And I think there's a GoFundMe that's up online now to help her out. As her home burnt down, and also the teepee burnt down. So that's like residence and business. And the teepee, it's meant so much to so many people, who had a chance to experience just the raw beauty of it, the simplicity of it, and it's just out there in nature. And we do these evening workshops. I want to say a lot more like they were experiences, because they weren't like, bring your paper and pen and we're going to learn something. It's more like just the experience of being in a group of people and feeling love and support from that immediate community. Where you recognize each other. You don't just like stare at the backs of heads or whatever when you're in a group of people who are focused on an instructor or a teacher or some kind of facilitator. When you're in that circle, there is this equalizing force that allows you to see each other and to, step into each other's shoes and to experience each other in a very deep manner. So it was always a really beautiful experience, and there were so many different teachers and events that took place in there that that community will be suffering for a while. The people who enjoyed going and being a part of each other and also nature. It's like the coyotes would come around, and they'd start yipping and howling, and we would take the time to listen and to enjoy and become one with nature. The owls, that were hooting, the crickets, all of the wildlife that was there. And so we'll, I guess, see if that comes back. If it if Pamela still has it in her to facilitate that experience. It can be a real punch in the gut, and I don't blame anyone, who chooses to take a break, or they want to just kind of step away for the time being, and just kind of see what it is that they accomplished, and then make adjustments. Or it's like I wish her all of the best, of course, because again, like, just being a part of that was just magical. It was a magical experience, and so I am profoundly thankful, for her, creating the space, the teepee, the house of the two spirits, for all of us to be a part of. I don't want to be too maudlin, I guess, about the what it is that we've lost, because it's a tremendous amount. It's been pretty horrifying for so many people, and continues, to be kind of horrific, like where people will go to sleep and wake up, and it's like they'll find themselves in a strange bed. Me and my wife were like found ourselves in a as guests, in a place that was across town. Thank you for allowing that, to be a thing for us, a place that we could escape to. But it's some people, they wake up and they want the nightmare to kind of be over, but it's not. It's still present. It's like pretty tough to get through. But I'm in the midst of creating new opportunities as well. I've been working away at doing some workshops in Portland and in Seattle. Portland, it looks like perhaps January we'll be doing a workshop there. What's the title? Oh, gosh, which starts with a C. What is it? Oh boy. I forgot the name. Not culminating. God. Oh boy. It's cultivating. Cultivating the unknown, such as the title of the workshop. That's more workshoppy as far as, but it's a like a really fun experience too, because it's cultivating the unknown with the tarot is about reading for others. It's about not really kind of like looking at people's questions too, until a little bit later in the read. So it's really about diving deep and trusting yourself, and I think it'll be fun for tarot readers and people who are amateur tarot readers or just want to see what it's all about, and just kind of dive in and be in a group experience. One thing that I love about the teepee experience, what I learned from it was again kind of that equalizing of the room, when everyone is just kind of facing each other and not looking at the backs of heads, where we're all in the same boat. And so it tends to decrease the pressure. Well, maybe it increases it a little bit too. But I think over time it decreases it, because we again start to see ourself in others, and everyone has to do it. Everyone is in that same position. So, no one is no one gets out of being put on in the spotlight. No one escapes the heat of that light. And I think that is an important aspect of when you're called to do a spiritual task. It's not that you just do it in the comfort of your own home or at your own leisure. Sometimes you're called on right in the moment, and to be Johnny on the spot, and to get with it, get hopping. Take a message that's coming and let it out. Let it out. So what I wanted to look at in regards to this experience in Malibu that's been happening since last Thursday. Is that right? Yeah, Thursday is when the fire originated. And it's kind of right in Thousand Oaks, and it doesn't take long, if there's a good wind behind it, for it to go all the way to Malibu, many miles away. It's just like there's a lot of brush, a lot of like mountain terrain that it can just race through, because it gets hungry. And there's a lot of fuel for it in dry. I think the humidity was like zero, like during those days that it was like cooking. So it was like, oh my God. So I just wanted to look at the aspect of lessons. If there's a lesson for me in it, with this fire. And I'm pulling three cards. We'll just look at three. And see what comes up. The Two of Cups is the first one, that card of relationships, of being very cognizant, very aware of others, and like in the in the Rider-Waite version of the Two of Cups, there's a caduceus that is in the center, you know, between the two people, and I feel that that is it signifies that the Two of Cups is more about a healing relationship, you know, where one looks to be a source of healing, of words that comfort, that soothe, that one doesn't create situations of drama that are unnecessary, that one looks to calm and you know, make sure that others are in a calm space there. The Nine of Pentacles comes up also. Again, looking at the lessons for myself, you know, it's like, you know, she is surrounded by like a wall. It's like you know, half a wall, that this woman who is in a outside scene, she has a bird on her hand. It's perched there on her hand. And you know, I see it as a card of the best of both worlds, where one doesn't get, you know, locked into a locked by their surroundings, where one doesn't become a prisoner to the physical. You know, where one has the open sky there as a reminder that the sky is the limit, and we're meant to grow. We're meant to be in a place of change, and you know, if we lose something that is physical, that we're not destroyed, you know, that we learn to overcome, and not allow for these things to you know, be the thing that defines us, you know, like our stuff, basically. And yeah, it's like, you know, when you're having to evacuate, it's like you choose your possessions, you know, what's important, what do I bring along. And you know, it's like the stuff that we accumulate, it's like it can be useful for us, like over the course of you know, various activities, projects, you know, however. But as far as like, you know, what do we really need? And you know, I found myself taking some clothes and a laptop and my tarot decks, and you know, just my working ones, not like all of them. God, I know some people who have like hundreds of decks, you know. They kind of like, you know, I can't lose these. I need all of these hundreds of tarot decks. They might. They might. You know, I think that, you know, when I was like gathering stuff, it was like, you know, just making sure I had like, you know, stuff that was, you know, irreplaceable, you know, files, music files, things like that, that again, like, are reflective of projects that I'm working on. But you know, even my keyboard, you know, I didn't grab that. I didn't grab you know, my piano keyboard synthesizer. I didn't grab that. I didn't grab any books. You know, it was like just you know, passport, ID, so some money, and then the dogs, of course. You know, it's like my wife and dogs, you know. I mean, I even forgot like some t-shirts. I had to go out and like buy some t-shirts and socks, you know. It's just like, anyway. Anyway, so you know, our stuff doesn't get bogged down. It doesn't you know, bog us down, where we define ourselves by just our stuff. And then the last lesson, I guess, the Ace of Wands, which is interesting because it's the stick of fire, right? But it's the spirit, too, and it's to, you know, allow for this to be a place to, you know, connect with others, you know, people who are going through a hard time and all, like, reach out and be, you know, someone that they can talk to. You know, it's like being an instrument for healing, and all to have someone be able to open up and, you know, even if it's just conversation, doesn't have to be a reading. You know, it can just be part of, like, the reverend duty that I find myself doing quite frequently, and that involves a lot of times just listening and listening to how people put their experiences into a spiritual perspective, and if they're being too confined, or if they're not knowing how to move forward in it, you know, offering some other viewpoints, you know, can be as simple as that. And it's not where I'm, you know, proselytizing or beating someone over the head with that fiery stick, you know, just saying, well, you got to do this or else, you know. It's like, you know, people, they will choose to go in the direction that they go in. And, you know, it's like, it's not my nature. It's not my nature to like force someone to like see, you know, my perspective and to like move in that direction. It's like, you know, I'm just offering it. And it looks like that there's more of that, certainly in the future. And, you know, I mean, does it allow my own spirit to grow, you know, to accept change, to, you know, go through the hardship, the hard lesson, and you know, come out that much more committed or, you know, stronger? It's like, I think so. I think so. I think that's a test of time. I don't know that one can answer that, that I can answer that, like, just, yeah, it will. You know, I think it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to do that, to, you know, be in those situations. You know, I can't say that, you know, I'm exactly there at the moment. You know, part of me is in shock. You know, part of me is, you know, not wanting it to be. You know, it's like I live on one end of Malibu, and it's like if I were to drive 5 minutes, then I would start to see the charred hillsides, and, you know, well, that's about as far as I'd get because of the roadblocks and all. But that's where you just really see the devastation, and it's like the, you know, reality sinks in. And you know, I feel that as a human, you know, that's the process. You know, we have to kind of let it sink in and let the shock wear off. And again, I'm, you know, fortunate to not have, you know, lost my place of residence. All right, so let me just put these cards aside, or should I put them back in? Maybe I'll put them back in, and we'll see if, because I want to look to see if there's a lesson, like a larger spiritual lesson. Maybe let's do this, because I wrote down one, a lesson from nature. You know, is there a lesson from nature, or you know, our environment? Is there something that wants to be said, you know, through the cards? All right. Put them all back in. So maybe one of them will repeat. Right. Let's see here. Ooh. Wow. It's like the first card is the magician. That awareness that we can do anything we want, right? That we have all the tools to manifest that which we desire. Interestingly enough, the Hebrew on the magician is Beth, which is the house, or the temple, which is the sacred place, you know. And again, you know, looking for a words or a message from nature, you know, like talking about you know, the sacredness. Are we treating where we live as a temple, as somewhere that is sacred to us? You know, it's like overall, you know, it's like, God, we've been in a drought for years and years. That doesn't help. You know, is it due to climate change? I mean, the climate is changing. You know, I've noticed at the beach here, where every year the waves kind of crash in just a little bit harder each year to the building that we live in, and you know, that's a thing, right? As far as like the waves getting that much higher or whatever, that they're more persistent and consistent, and it doesn't have to be, you know, like where it's you know, major levels that are changing each year. It can be just the increments, but you know, nature has time, right? You know, when you have like a building versus nature, it's like and you have nature like throwing the elements at it, it's like, you know, who's gonna win? Who has time, right? It's like, you know, nature's gonna whoop its ass just over time. And, you know, certainly, you know, living in a place of respect for where we're at, you know, it can be a little bit wiser management of it too, you know, as far as, more clearing of brush and, you know, like in the larger areas too, you know, more fire breaks, you know, anything that kind of allows us to be in harmony with where it is that we live. And you know, it's you know, being really aware of that, you know, just, you know, more thought to it. Second card, the Six of Pentacles. You know, I've been seeing this card more lately as you know, because the Seven of Pentacles, I'm not sure if I said the Six of Pentacles, but the Seven of Pentacles, the card of patience. But I've been seeing it more as one of where, you know, we do our part, and yet we can't control what, you know, basically nature does. We meaning, you know, the human mind or whatever. It's like when a farmer plants his crops, their crops. It's like, you know, there's no controlling how the seeds will take root and expand and grow and all. One does their part. One waters and creates the environment, you know, fertilizes the soil, or not, you know, depending on what type of farm it is. But you know, it's like the farmer doesn't go in and you know, with fingers, like crack open the seeds and pull out the plant and, you know, the fruit and all that. That's like a blossoming process. That's like an unfolding process, and you know, nature is miraculous when it comes to that, when it comes to that unfolding. And so, you know, part of what I'm seeing here in this card is that, you know, we can do our part, but we also have to, you know, let nature have its say as well, you know, and maybe part of what it does is it has to explode sometimes, you know, maybe we can't like, you know, control that, want to call it like an outburst, right? It's not like a tantrum or whatever. It's like, you know, nature, when it goes through its fire seasons, it kind of activates the land too. You know, it's like the fire it takes that which is dormant underneath the soil, all the seeds that have been under the soil, just laying there. It cracks them open, and you know, things can start to take root again. That's why there's so much green after a fire. Like, it's like, how's that possible? You know, it's because all these new seeds have been kind of activated, and you know, there's something about the soil becoming fertile, you know, after the kind of the charred remains kind of break down and all get into the soil. So, you know, we can't like control the process to the point of where, you know, we hinder what nature does, you know, because that's what it does. That's part of the process of it. The Five of Pentacles is the last card, and you know, for me, that's a card of sanctuary. And you know, I'm looking at when those two cards of the Magician and the Five of Pentacles show up, it's like I see where, you know, that lesson of sanctuary, you know, because they're both cards again, because of the Magician having that sacred place aspect to it, along with, you know, the Five of Pentacles, where, you know, one looks for a safe place. And you know, I'm not so sure that the earth or nature is like the safest. I'm not sure that we can create that, you know, that total where we're completely safe. I think that's why there's the Seven of Pentacles in between there, you know, because I feel that that's a card of where we let go of you know, nature that has a life of its own, where we, you know, can't do everything, where we have to let go, and you know, we do our part, we do as much as we can, but we can't control it so that it's ever like 100% safe. You know, I think that would be damaging to the overall spirit of nature. So we do, you know, what we can, but it's almost like where we, you know, don't try to, you know, control it to the point of where we destroy it, where we ruin it. It's pretty interesting. You know, it's almost like, you know, we forget that that nature has a spirit too. You know, that it's not just the physical, that it has a life of its own. You know, I mean, some people will call it God. Some people will, you know, see different spirits in different parts. You know, like they'll see tree spirits and then rock spirits and then animal spirits and all. And yet there's definitely spirit there. And you know, being harmonious with that spirit is important. It is, and I feel that that's the message that's certainly coming out is, you know, it's like, I mean, recognize that spirit and also recognize that you can't control it. You know, you can step up and be in relationship to it, but you can't control it because it has to do its thing. All right, I'm going to shuffle one more time. I'm gonna throw those cards back into the mix, and then you know, just looking overall to see if there's any larger spiritual lessons. And you know, anyone who listens to the show, they know that I like to look at a lot of different you know, types of things, different questions. You know, we're all, you know, I think a couple weeks ago I did something about looking at the energy of religious conversion and, you know, just some other, you know, fun topics. Or just pick a topic because, you know, people think that, oh, well, it just has to be about relationships or, you know, your work or something. And it's like, no. No, you can use the tarot to look at so many diverse topics and all, and you know, to see what comes up, to you know. And I trust the process. I trust the process. So I wrote down the larger spiritual lessons, and then it's kind of like a little bit more broader overall, you know. Oh boy, that's the first one. It's like my heart is getting heavy. Right. So, to break my rules a little bit, I turned them all over at once rather than kind of one at a time, because I wanted to see if there was like a larger theme. And the cards that come up are the Emperor, the Four of Cups, and the Magician. Again, the Magician comes up, and so the Emperor and the Magician are bookending the card of the Four of Cups. And you know, it's like the Emperor is the builder, right? The Emperor is kind of always envisioning something. To build, to you know, create a framework, to build a structure that can be inhabited by someone. Or you know, it's like building the structure of a kingdom. And you know, looking at the overall picture, any larger spiritual lessons, it's like you know, that spirit will go on, as far as like the, you know, wanting to create and repopulate, to you know, because like in some sections, you know, it's like Point Doom, I think, lost about 80 homes, right? And I think it only has about 200 or so to begin with. I mean, it's just half of it's like wiped out. And you know, and they're big homes too, beautiful homes. And just wiped out. And yet, you know, that spirit of wanting to rebuild, of you know, someone having a vision, you know, of maybe something being better. You know, it's like, okay, you know, we've wiped the slate clean here. let's now put here, something that, something we'll really love. That can be a good thing. It's just like someone with a vision who wants to see that vision through. And I remember in '93 when friends and mostly friends, I don't think any family lost houses, but they had big plans as far as like they really like did things that that they thought that they would really love, to put in the house. And so it was kind of more custom fit. So it can work out. It can work out. It takes time, right? But again, look at the energy of the person who's into it, who wants to do it. And then the magician there, like looking to to be in a place of kind of spiritual sync, I guess, as far as I think that sometimes that maxim as above, so below, one kind of not gives in to spirit, but there's a there's a connection or a just being in sync with it, so that you're able to take a divine thought, you're able to take divine guidance and then manifest that in the world. And I'm not sure that someone is always of service to the divine as much as they are just in sync with the divine, and then allowing for that, to bring that about. And it can be a deeper relationship, one of pure gratitude, when one has lost something so deep and so profound. It's like kind of a reclaiming of one's connection with spirit, and looking to move in that energetic connection, rather than just like getting into a pattern or a way of living where you're just kind of on your own. Events like this, they shake the shit out of you, and it's like you get into a place of recognizing a deeper connection with your neighbors, with your loved ones, and so being able to then operate from that point forward. And I started with those two cards on the ends there first, because that middle card, the four of cups there, I see that as a card of when we have our stuff. We're have our possessions. We are surrounded by good things, and yet, we feel that there's something missing. And perhaps again, because of the emperor kind of moving towards like the magician, it's like finding that missing piece to the puzzle. Whereas the emperor is just all about building something, right? So building, creating a house or whatever. It's like the magician is into making that house a sacred space, a temple. And for me, the four of cups, it represents, getting a piece of the puzzle, this added dimension to our own being that that creates a solidity within ourself that is a profound solidity. That is, where we're in sync with ourselves. And when that missing piece comes in, it no longer, we no longer feel like, what is in front of us is lacking. You know, like we're always looking for something else to kind of fill the void within us. It's like, that can be the gift of losing something so precious and then reclaiming it and investing your own heart into it, your own spirit. And I feel that, it's the understanding of, that we're not just physical beings, that we need a layer of the spiritual, and to be in sync with that spiritual as well. So that's pretty interesting for, looking at the larger spiritual lesson. I feel it's very very apropos to it. Let's see, is there like any other like one more like question that I have for myself? There are some, I'm sure, who feel that it's an inconvenience to be ripped out of your life for a week and to be on edge, be uncertain about the nature of your living space. And again, it's not just in the context of being kicked out of one place or whatever. It's like where nature is kicking everyone out. and it's like crap. It's like it affects so many people. Is it an inconvenience? Is it an inconvenience? All right, so I pulled one card for myself, and it's the Ace of Wands, which I like when I was looking at the lessons for me. All right, and it's like that Ace of Wands. It's like new beginnings. It's like that which adds a layer of your own spiritual connection. For me, it's like I got to meet a whole family there that I hadn't known, that my wife was friends with, but I wasn't, because they're, I wasn't, but now I am, having been, put into this situation and where there's an opportunity to hang out, and talk and to, eat together and all. It's like, to see, their generosity in action, because it's very generous of them to take us in. And so the Ace of Wands, it doesn't feel like it's a card of inconvenience, right? That it's one of a beginning of that has like a soul beginning, one of spirit, where you're able to look to see how your own spirit is taking it in. If you're being in a place of fear, or if you're being allowing yourself to be nurtured by others, to feel a sense of calming by it, a family that's not putting any pressures on you. It's just like they understand, that you're having a difficult time. and they're like, you know, making it as comfortable as possible. And it's like, it's like really, you know, amazing. And so, you know, I'm very grateful for it, and certainly not an inconvenience. And you know, how does one take that extension, that generosity from someone else, and pay it forward? You know, how does one take that and allow for you to, you know, become a soothing, a calming presence for someone else? You know, to basically pass it on. You know, so I mean, is that part of it for me? I'm just pulling a card here, see what comes up. The Star card comes up, card of hope, inspiration, you know, helping others navigate their life. I mean, I'm seeing pretty clearly that yes, you know, it's meant to, you know, just be in a hopeful place for others, and to, you know, keep with this work in the way that I'm doing it, and also to keep expanding. That's pretty amazing. All right. My website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com, and that has my tarot reading schedule in Los Angeles at the Green Man or at Kathmandu Boutique. And again, I'm putting together workshops for Portland and hopefully Seattle. That would be really fun, and that would be in January. So I'll post it. And you know, anyone who goes to my Facebook or whatever, it's like you can check it out there. All right, I'm going to go and have a really wonderful week. I'll be back next Thursday, provided there isn't another natural disaster that like rain, because another thing that Malibu is famous for is mudslides, and after a fire like this, it's like it just takes like the smallest amount of rain to just like clobber us in that manner too. So, you know, we get held together by spit and glue and rubber bands here, and you know, hopefully it all like hangs together. So, you know, send a good thought our way, send a prayer to those who are in need of it most. And you know, many blessings to you, and I will be back next week, and thank you for listening to Wizard Talk. All right, many blessings.